speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
A questioner this week says, I would like for you to discuss where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Why do we not do it now? Indeed, this is a confusion to many people, and yet it should be understood that the Lord here was not teaching an act of worship, but rather teaching an act of humility before his disciples who were arguing about who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus didn't start something new then when he washed the disciples' feet. Why, this had gone back all the way at least to the Oriental countries for centuries. You recall that Abraham offered to wash the feet of his guest in Genesis 18:4. That was not an act of worship, but it was an act of hospitality. And when Abigail was asked to become the wife of the king David, she said, Behold, thy handmaid is a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. 1 Samuel 25 and verse 41. So this common practice of the eastern countries, the Lord used to enforce his lesson of humility and service for the disciples to learn. He said they would understand it later, that they didn't understand what he was doing at the moment, but they did understand he was washing feet. Now that custom has never been used by Western people, but if it were the custom, it would be used as it was then, mainly as a courtesy to guests, certainly not as a religious exercise. Peter, of course, says, Lord, do not wash my feet, but wash all over. I just need it everywhere. And certainly he was saying to his Lord that he desired of the Lord to have the fullness of his fellowship. But Peter did not understand, perhaps, with the rest, that this was the great lesson of humility which they would learn and which they must learn. The answer to Peter's mistake may be given a spiritual turn here. One who has had his body washed, Hebrews 10:22, or baptized into Christ, does not need a repetition of this general washing. For remission of sins committed after becoming a Christian, pardon is received through repentance and prayer, Acts 8 and verse 22. So Jesus gave the words another turn. He said, And ye are clean, but not all. John explains that Jesus meant that all the apostles were spiritually clean, but Judas, who had had the physical washing. That is, he had been baptized with John's baptism, but was not clean inwardly. We must obey the Lord from the heart, which is an outward form of obedience, in order that we might not benefit hypocrites. Well, Jesus explains his action in verse 12 through 15. When Peter objected to his washing of his feet, he was told that later he would understand why the Lord did it. So when the Lord finished the task, the time had come for the promise to be fulfilled. He sat down to explain to them the lesson he meant for them to receive. Watch it as he begins asking, Know you not what I've done unto you? They knew well that they had their feet washed, but hence he must have had in mind something more than the mere act of cleansing their feet. He said if they called him teacher and Lord, and he was both, and he washed their feet, they should wash one another's feet. The servant should not be above imitating his Lord, is the lesson here, isn't it? Nor the student above practicing what his teacher has said. And so after mentioning the relationship of servant and Lord, he said plainly, I've given you an example. This is the Savior's own explanation and should be accepted by each of us without question, not an example of how to wash feet. They knew that act very well before, as they had washed their own feet and others. But he washed their feet as an example of humility and a teaching of a lesson that they needed to learn.